Good morning. How's everyone doing?
This morning I have a test for you.
I have something in my hand and I want to know if you know what it is. So what do you say this is? Does anyone know what this is? I could hang it from my key ring and I could hang it with my keys, but that's not really what it is. Let me show you what this really is. This comes out like this. Now, can any of you tell me what this is? No, it's not a key, but close. Kellen?
It is.
If he gets this, I'll be really, really surprised.
It's a dindal.
It's what?
A dindal.
Nope.
It's a picture.
None of you know what this is, do you? Well, how about this? You know, that actually, this comes apart, and it lays on the ground like that.
A penny.
Nope.
A penny hoodle.
Nope.
See,
none of you know what this is. That's just like the question that Jesus asked the disciples. Who do you say that the Son of Man is? None of you know what this is. So Jesus, through God the Father, tells everyone who he is. What this is a thing that a golfer carries, and this is what he fixes a divot with. The divot is a little hole in the ground, especially on the green, and he softens up the divot and he pushes it back down. And then when he has to mark his ball, that's a ball marker. It marks where the ball goes, so someone else could putt. And then I would come back and put my ball right on top of this and pick it up and put it away and put it back in my pocket. That's what this is. So you've learned something today, haven't you? But let's learn something more important. Who do you say that Jesus is? Who is Jesus?
God.
All right, God, the Son of Man. Anyone else? Who is Jesus? Jesus asked the same question of his disciples, and what did Peter say? He said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." True words. What does it mean that Jesus is the Christ? Jesus is the anointed one. In his baptism, all of our sins were poured onto him. And then what did Jesus do with all of our sins? He took them to the cross. He took him to the cross, and there he died. Christ is Jesus, is not his name. That's his title. It tells us who Jesus is. Jesus is the Messiah. He's the anointed one. He's the Savior who has saved all of you and everyone looking at you from their sins. Whether they want to believe it or not, that's what Jesus has done, because he is the Christ, the only Christ. There's none other. But also, he's the Son of God, the living one. What does that mean? Jesus is the Son of God. Remember in Bethlehem, Jesus was born of Mary and laid in a manger. But Jesus didn't have a human father. He had the Heavenly Father as his father. That tells us that Jesus is God and he's the living one. What does that mean for us? If Jesus is living and you have been baptized and been given newness of life, that tells you what? When Jesus comes back, he's going to do what for all of you? Take you to be with him where?
In heaven.
Heaven. That way you will live forever with the living one. That's what Jesus has done for you. We had nothing to do with it. Jesus came for us willingly as the Son of God. And he, by his own power, and because of his love for all of you, took all of our sins unto himself and took them to the cross. And what did he do there? He died. He died for the sins of the whole world, for your sins and all of their sins too. That's why they should confess with all of us. Okay, now repeat after me. You are the Christ. The Son of the Living God.
The Son of the Living God.
That's our confession as Christians, because these words, those words, are true. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let's pray to our Lord who is the Living One. Lord Jesus, thank you for being the Christ, the only Savior of our sins and from our sins. For only you, Jesus, were willing. Only you were willing to come down out of heaven, to take our sins unto yourself and to carry them all the way to the cross, where you proclaim that it is finished. Our sins are forgiven, And then, Lord, it is you who went into the grave, but you did not stay in the grave. You rose on the third day, and then you ascended into heaven, and you left us with one final promise, that you will come again to take us to where you are. And Lord, we know that you will keep your promise, because you are the Christ, the Son of the Living One. And all the children said,
Amen.